the rich and wealthy in society are barely touched by the measures introduced yesterday. There is no wealth tax. There is no tax on assets. The people who are very, very rich and who have escaped punishment, and particularly those people, multimillionaires who live outside the country and do not pay any tax at all in Ireland, it certainly has diluted and reduced Ireland's economic sovereignty to the extent that the Irish government is no longer in control of its own fiscal policies. It is in some ways similar to IMF policies globally, although, if anything, the strictures imposed by the European Central Bank and the European Stability Fund and the European Commission are even harsher than those normally associated with the IMF. Everybody recognises, both in Ireland and across Europe and within the IMF, that the Irish economy and the Irish people cannot sustain the debts that have now been imposed on them. That the level and scale of debt, including the interest on these loans, is beyond the capacity of the Irish economy to endure. It is clear to many people in Ireland that this arrangement agreed between the Irish government, which, remember, only has about 2 months to live because it is going to be out of office when there is a general election in late February or early March. This arrangement was made between a dying government and a European Commission which is more concerned, and possibly rightly so, more concerned about maintaining the stability of its own banks and, of course, of the euro than it is about the long-term survival of the Irish economy.